Hi, honey. How was Debbie's checkup?
The dentist was really pleased. Only 6 extractions this time.
Great. Plus, she needs a jawbone graft and 12 implants. Must be that new gel toothpaste we've been using.
Yes, patented new Chopper Sheen. Removes unwanted pulp, enamel, and bone.
Chopper Sheen, now in refreshing mint.
Here's a piece of graffiti I saw scrawled in black marking pen on one of those newspaper dispensers you see on New York sidewalks. It said, Rosie O'Donnell sleeps with her head between a woman's legs. I couldn't help wondering who had written it, and under what circumstances. I wondered, had someone simply awakened that morning and decided the time had come to share this little tidbit he'd been thinking about for a long time? And had he gone out that day determined to find a good place to write it, and this seemed like the best spot? Was it that simple? Or was the person just out walking around and had this sudden burst of inspiration, something he didn't want to forget? But he didn't have a piece of paper handy. And why didn't he take the newspaper dispenser home with him to refer to it later? And I also wondered, if that was it, what kind of person was walking around with one of those thick felt-tip marking pens in his pocket in the first place? This wasn't no Sharpie, folks. This was one of those serious, thick, chisel-tip pens that get you high if you leave it open too long. It's thoughts of this sort that seriously limit the size of my circle of friends.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your announcer, Dondaleo Prell. Join us now as we play America's favorite game, Answer This, You Prick! The show where folks just like you, although perhaps less attractive, have a chance to win fabulous prizes. And now, here's America's favorite prick, Anthony Boff.
Hi, folks. I'm your genial host, Anthony Boff. Our jackpot today is $111 plus a trip up north. Let's meet our first two contestants, Clark Fark and Dolly Drellman. What do you do, Clark?
I pretty much just sit around, Anthony.
Swell. What about you, Dolly?
No sitting around for me, Mr. Boff. I stand near the window.
All day?
Except for meals, unless I'm fasting.
Well, you sound like interesting people. Let's get right to our game. Just before airtime, a short backstage shoving match determined that Clark would get the first question. So here it is. Are you ready, Clark?
Ready as a bastard, Mr. Boff.
Okay. Remember, the category is people. Now then, Clark Fark, as America watches, please answer this, you prick. Damon and Sylvia Prongster live in Thymaster, Maine, on the corner of Watkins and Skirmerhorn. Last Tuesday, at 6 in the evening, a brown Chevrolet drove past their house. What was the name of the last mechanic to change the oil on that car, and what was the name of his grandfather's first-grade teacher? You have 3 seconds.
Jason Warburton and Mrs. Amelia Day Higgins.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Clark. Your answer is incorrect. The correct answer is Dudley Manouche and Clara Wheatley.
Well, I just took a wild guess.
I knew that answer.
Not fucking likely, Dolly.
I agree, Mr. Boff. I think she's full of shit.
Clark, I'm awfully sorry you did such a poor job. I see your family in our audience, and they look ashamed. But you do win a roll of quarters and the home version of teacher-approved Answer This, You Prick! Played with your kids. And we'll add $1 to our jackpot, bringing the total to $112. It's too late for us to get to Dolly Drellman, but that's just too bad for her. Don't forget to join us again in June or May to play Answer This, You Prick, when one of our main questions will be, who was the first person to strangle someone he had known for more than 6 years? Good night, everybody! Guests on Answer This, You Prick, receive a framed picture of Henry Kissinger and stay at the luxurious Hotel for the Malformed in downtown Watsonville. Watsonville, the last place you want to be.